I've been thinking about routine and ritual a lot. The older I get, the more I seem to appreciate how deeply we humans crave them and how important they are for those of us who lead teams, families, and communities. I wonder about your rituals. We began the 8 o'clock a.m. Mass yesterday with Jesus Christ is risen today. I could stroll back in time through every church in which I've spent an Easter Sunday, all the way back to St. Kevin's in Inkster, Michigan, and feel the memory of that song, written, by the way, in the 1700s. Easter, not unlike Passover Seders that friends have welcomed us into, is such an Alleluia time, a great vocal surge of communal thanks and joy. Typically, I love change, diversity, innovation, spontaneity, etc. Yet there is an inexpressible joy in the ritual of Easter Mass epitomized in that song. I feel a similar comfort and connection about my Saturday breakfast with Jennifer at Diggory Inn. Perhaps I've already received the very special award I wrote about last week because the owners of Diggory renamed it the Daniel Omelette after I had ordered it every Saturday for over a year. At breakfast this week, Jen and I spent the first 10 minutes giving voice to what each was most grateful for. We told stories, little stories, but big to us. Stories like the capital B, big, capital S stories of the Passover and the resurrection. I've made it a ritual to begin my weekly meetings with my teaching assistants by our taking turns sharing gratitude for whatever is on our hearts. Likewise, John, my co-author, and I do the same on our weekly 7 o'clock a.m. editing calls. The gratitude stories always make Jennifer, Carla and Joseph and Tori, and John come alive for me. The work has its ends and will claim our time, for it is why each of these pairs and groups come together. But after sharing gratitude, the work objectives sit in a context of community with people. The people are ends in themselves now, rich, heart-filled, complex, and worthy. The rituals are at the same time routines fixed and repeated, and they are new and allow people to re-enliven them. How might you institute or reinstitute or repurpose your rituals with your teams and families to build the human communities that together can do great work? Lead with your best self.